And we kick off our Sammy's Tracker series as we speak to finalists in this year's Service to America medals from the Partnership for Public Service. Catherine Antos is the water quality team leader at the EPA Chesapeake Bay Program Office. She led the creation and evaluation of state plans to reduce pollution in the Chesapeake Bay, the nation's largest estuary, and one of the planet's first identified marine dead zones. She's also a finalist in the Sammy's Call to Service categories. Ms. Antos, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on being a finalist. So tell us what you do.
Sure. As you mentioned, I'm the water quality team leader at EPA's Chesapeake Bay Program Office. And the unique challenge of working at my office is that the federal government alone cannot clean up the Chesapeake Bay and the rivers and streams that flow to it. So my job is working with the six states in the Chesapeake Bay watershed, that's the area that drains to the bay, and also the District of Columbia, as well as many of our local government partners and watershed groups, to help them understand what is needed to clean up the bay and identify a strategy to get that done so that we can have clean water in this region.
So in your work that you've done, you were able to find at least some solutions?
Yes, we were. I'm very proud to say that the Chesapeake Bay cleanup effort has been something that's been going on for decades. And what we were able to do working with the states and the district last year was revise our strategies for cleaning up the bay so that we built in more accountability into the process. And so I'm happy to say that the six states in the watershed in the district were able to come forward with credible strategies to clean up the bay, and now we're in a position, I think the best chance that we've had to actually realize a clean Chesapeake Bay and also clean rivers and streams that flow to it.
Now, very often federal policies are kind of like locomotives. They chug along and chug along on the rails, and no matter what facts or lack of results may impinge on them, they keep chugging down the rails. How were you able to get a policy that's looked at by so many people changed in such a way that you think you will get better results?
That's an excellent question. And in the Chesapeake Bay, there's a combination of unique conditions that allowed this cleanup effort to come to the attention of senior officials in the states, in the district, and also at EPA and throughout the federal government. A big piece of that was in 2009, President Obama signed an executive order to protect and restore the Chesapeake Bay and the area that drains to it. And so that really gave us a lot of momentum to really galvanize these cleanup efforts and to work with the states and our partners in this process.
We are talking with Catherine Antos, the water quality team leader for the EPA Chesapeake Bay Program Office. She's also a finalist in the Call to Service category of the Service to America medals. And I have to ask how you reacted when you found out not only that you had been nominated, but you are one of the finalists.
It was truly an honor. When I found out that I was nominated, I was surprised and I was humbled because I've had the privilege to work with an incredible team at EPA putting together this cleanup effort. So I was very honored to be nominated for this award. And then when I found out I was a finalist, just knowing that there are so many federal employees each and every day doing important work to serve this country and to be recognized as a finalist for my individual efforts to serve this country was truly an honor.
Well, give us an idea of your background, how you came to the federal government, how long you've been serving, and a little bit that kind of thing.
Sure. I came to the federal government after I finished my master's degree in 2007. I have a degree in urban planning, and a lot of that work had to do with getting different stakeholders to talk to each other, understand where they're coming from, and then work together to find solutions. And my personal interest had always been protecting human health and the environment with a specific interest in clean water. So taking those two interests of wanting to work with different partners and also wanting to help protect human health and the environment, then coming to the Environmental Protection Agency was a natural fit after I finished my graduate program. So I came into headquarters in the Office of Water in Washington, D.C., and then about 2 years ago, I had the opportunity to transition over to the Chesapeake Bay Program Office, and that was right when the executive order was being signed by President Obama, so it seemed like an excellent opportunity to work on a high-profile clean water restoration effort.
Would you have any advice for young feds or maybe people who are looking to make that transition to the federal government?
I would certainly encourage young people to consider federal service. I think the wonderful opportunity that we have is that there's so many different agencies and different departments doing work for this country. And so depending on what your interest is, you know, whether it's space exploration or improving education or access to healthcare or protecting human health and the environment, there's an opportunity to do that with the federal government. And for me, it's really important to know when I go home at the end of the day, there's a reason why I'm doing my job and I'm doing it to help make the lives of people in this country better. And I would encourage other young people who have that same drive to definitely consider federal service.
Catherine Antos is the water quality team leader for the EPA Chesapeake Bay Program Office and a finalist in the Call to Service category of the Service to America Medals. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Tom and Amy.